This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held restricted and delegation-level talks with his Norwegian counterpart, Jonas Gahr Støre, in Oslo today. The two leaders agreed to elevate India-Norway relations to a green strategic partnership, marking a significant milestone in enhancing cooperation in the fields of clean energy, blue economy and green transition. During the talks, the leaders reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations and agreed to further strengthen cooperation in several areas. In a joint press statement, Prime Minister Modi said, the India-EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement serves as a blueprint for shared progress and prosperity.
भारत और यूरोप अपने संबंधों के एक नए स्वर्णिम युग में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं। पिछले वर्ष भारत और यूरोपियन फ्री ट्रेड एसोसिएशन के एक ऐतिहासिक ट्रेड एंड इकोनॉमिक पार्टनरशिप एग्रीमेंट लागू किया। यह एग्रीमेंट भारत और नॉर्वे के बीच शेयर्ड प्रोग्रेस और प्रॉस्पेरिटी सुनिश्चित करने का ब्लूप्रिंट है। इस एग्रीमेंट में अगले 15 वर्ष में भारत में 100 बिलियन डॉलर इन्वेस्टमेंट और 1 मिलियन जॉब्स क्रिएट करने का लक्ष्य है।
The Prime Minister also welcomed Norway's decision to join the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative. Prime Minister Gahr Støre conveyed strong support for India's and the global fight against terrorism. The leaders also agreed to enhance cooperation in multilateral fora. Mr. Modi reached Norway this afternoon after concluding his visit to Sweden. The Prime Minister said in a social media post that his visit to Sweden was marked by several important outcomes that will add new momentum to bilateral relations. He said the discussions were highly productive, from elevating bilateral ties to a strategic partnership, launching of Joint Innovation Partnership 2.0, and the India-Sweden Technology and Artificial Intelligence Corridor. Talks also set a goal of doubling bilateral trade in the next 5 years. Mr. Modi thanked the people of Sweden, the government of Sweden, and Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson for the warmth and friendship. A correspondent covering the Prime Minister's tour reports that a defining moment of the visit was the conferment of the Royal Order of the Polar Star upon the Prime Minister, Sweden's highest honour for foreign heads of government. The BJP has said that it is a matter of immense pride for every Indian that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been conferred with the Sweden's highest honour for a head of government, the Royal Order of the Polar Star, Commander Grand Cross. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said that this recognition marks the 31st international honour bestowed upon Prime Minister Modi. He said this honour is not merely a recognition of Mr. Modi as an individual, but a symbol of establishing the potential and excellence of 140 crore Indians on the global stage. CBI has arrested 10 accused so far in neat paper leak case from Delhi, Jaipur, Gurugram, Nashik, Pune, Latur and Ahilyanagar. In the last 24 hours, CBI has also conducted searches at 5 locations at various places and seized several incriminating documents, laptops and mobile phones. The investigation conducted so far has brought out the actual source of the leakage of chemistry and biology papers which were circulated before the exam. The Enforcement Directorate has arrested Aam Aadmi Party AAP leader Deepak Singla in an alleged bank fraud case. Earlier, the agency conducted searches in Delhi and Goa in the case against Singla and other hawala operators this morning. It is alleged that he is handling the hawala operations for the fund movement for the Aam Aadmi Party between Delhi and Goa and defrauded Oriental Bank of Commerce of more than 150 crore rupees. A high-level US industry delegation held discussions with Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh in New Delhi today. The deliberations were held on emerging opportunities for private investment and industry collaboration in India's nuclear sector. The delegation includes senior representatives from the US nuclear industry, business stakeholders and officials associated with India-US cooperation in civil nuclear energy and advanced technologies. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings won the toss and opted to bat against Sunrisers Hyderabad at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. In the latest standings, Sunrisers Hyderabad are currently placed third with 14 points from 12 matches, having won 7 matches so far, and remain firmly in the playoff race. And that is the end of this news bulletin.